The northeast of the country is getting a new university. Dundalk Institute of Technology is to be upgraded following agreement with Queen's University Belfast. The partnership will see a change from being an IT to becoming a university college of Queen's University Belfast. Dermot O'Callaghan is president of Dundalk Institute of Technology and is with us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Justin.
And tell us about this partnership and what it will mean for the staff and students at Dundalk IT.
This is a really exciting and a really hugely important development, Justin, for the Dundalk area and indeed the entire northeast region of the country. And what was announced today, this morning, is an extension of our strategic partnership between Queen's and Dundalk IT. And what we are proposing here is that there are two fundamental aspects that will change, which are hugely important to our students and indeed the community. The first is that by aligning our academic standards, this partnership will allow students studying on our campus in Dundalk to obtain Queen's University awards. So the awards they get will have university in the title, which is so critical to them as they advance their careers, many of whom leave the country as part of that, as a part of developing their careers. And so the word university is critical. The second major component for the region is that will involve the establishment of what is now Dundalk Institute of Technology as a university college of Queen's University Belfast. And so this will bring a university college into Dundalk and into the northeast region. Another critical aspect for business development and for bringing in investment into the region. It also will then support greater research activity in the region, Justin, and innovation and development. So these are absolutely huge issues for the Northeast, and we're delighted to be announcing with Queen's this morning this development.
And what is in this for Queen's?
From Queen's perspective, they will get the capacity to confer awards down in across the border into the Republic of Ireland. They have a limited amount of undergraduate students that they can educate there due to their arrangements. And this will allow students to get Queen's University degrees from the Dundalk campus. So this adds greatly to their capacity to develop the Queen's awards. It also brings the connection down the M1 corridor from Belfast down through Dundalk, heading to Dublin, and will increase the research capacity on our site. Will be connected to research activities in Queen's, and so they get that transfer across the border as well.
And what will the new institution be called?
On a technical basis, Justin, that would be a reserve function of the Minister for Further and Higher Education, and we will determine it in time. It will be a University College of Queen's University Belfast, but we can't absolutely commit to a name now.
Will it have the name Queen's in the title?
The primary component will be we're using a working title at the moment of Dundalk University College, and then there's a strap line, a College of Queen's University Belfast. It is not absolutely determined. That will be determined when the legislation is written, exactly how that gets presented.
The name Queen's will cross the border, but can I ask you for staff at the college, will anything change for them in relation to their terms and conditions?
So we have had really great support and engagement with the Minister for Further Higher Education, Research, Innovation and Science, James Lawless, and his staff, and indeed the Higher Education Authority. And we need that engagement to get the legislation changes for this. What is clear that this arrangement will retain the governance and the financial autonomy of what we currently know as DKIT on the Dundalk campus, and it will continue to be funded by the Irish government as part of and recognised as such as a higher education institution in Ireland. So all the current terms and conditions absolutely stay the same, and the staff will be funded through the Irish government. So there's no change on that. It is really the academic bit as to how the awards are conferred is the big change.
All right, before I let you go, Diarmaid, you're announcing this news today on what has been a very difficult week for the people in the North East and indeed in your own college as well. I know you opened a book of condolence following the crash in which five young people died at the weekend, because two of the victims had connections with your college. Chloe Hipson was a student there, and Shay Duffy also studied there as well. And you've spoken about this, but how have students and staff been dealing with the events of the past week?
It has been really difficult, Justin, and it's not only for Dundalk IT, but to take five lives of that age was going to have huge repercussions on any higher education institution, or indeed the further education institution right beside us, O'Fee College, the same way. The threads of that tragedy go across all parts of Louth, Meath and Monaghan, and will be very, very difficult for a number of days. What we have on our site is we have good support for our students, and indeed some of our staff are connected to those students as well. And what I am learning is that the 20 to 25-year-olds, they're really resilient and they are really good at supporting themselves. Well, that traumatic is, because of the scale of it, Justin, traumatic.
It's good to hear that the supports are there. And Diarmaid O'Callaghan, President of Dundalk Institute of Technology, soon to be a university, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. It is 24 minutes past 7.